Steve Widows liked being at this microphone enough that he came back for a second go the next day.
The very bottom of the fornication barrel, there sits sodomy, right on the bottom, the worst.
He stoops over the microphone, head bent so that it's hard to tell if his eyes are open. In one hand, a clipboard hangs limply at his side. He doesn't seem to notice the traffic behind him or the vast expanse of dirt and weeds in front. The lot is empty, but for me and the two city workers in charge of the area. Widows speaks as though to a fervent congregation.
Many of you in North Carolina hearing me right now, you have come to Christ in your life. And you got
when he steps off the platform, I ask who he was talking to that whole time.
Oh, well, to be honest with you, I don't really focus on. That's why I was going to face the cars and preach out that way and essentially be preaching to them. And I just didn't feel led to do it that way. I felt led to just to preach that message. And whoever heard whatever part they heard, it's going to help them.
And he's not done. Widows leaves the free speech zone in search of a busy corner uptown. I suppose when you're comfortable preaching to people inclined to ignore or avoid you on the street, an empty field's not such a stretch. But it is for the next group. They're briefly stymied when the city worker asks which way they want to face, toward the street or the empty field.
Well, which way the speaker's going?
Speaker's face that way.
Then it don't matter, does it?
Well, you can hear them all over the place.
They settle on the field.
I guess we'll face up there.
Knock yourselves out. It's all yours.
Okay. We're the Community Singers of Charlotte, here to sing songs of community and peace and love and hope and freedom amidst our differences.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island.
They're a chipper group of 10, led by Carol Rady and her ukulele. But after four songs, they've had enough of the free speech zone.
We sing at retirement homes a lot, at festivals, farmers market.
So how does this venue compare to your typical venues?
Well, we usually have an audience. It's kind of a shame that it's out here where nobody can hear us, but we're going to go find a place where there are more people.
Maybe that's what the seven people did who signed up for slots after the community singers, but never showed up. 18 are on the schedule for today, including Steve Widows, who'll preach to this empty lot one last time. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
This way.